if they sit down and read it, you would find something in that book that is pertaining to you. Even the people who I let read my book before I put it out, they either came back and said, you know, I read your book and there was something in there I had to deal with. I had to confront. I related to. There are things that you would find in that book that you would totally be like, wow, there is somebody out there that understand what I'm going through, and this is how they handle it.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. I can see your wonderful face. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the My Future Business Show. I'm on the line with Priceless Royalty. How are you, Priceless?
Awesome. How are you, Rick?
I'm very well. I often say that I have 2 feet and a heartbeat. Now, today's show is very unique for My Future Business. We are streaming this particular interview live from coast to coast. We're going global with this one. There's no pre-recording on this call. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking with Priceless about her books, her R&B skills, her rap artistry. She is from Chicago, and she has some wonderful music. I have listened to it on her website, and you can find that a little bit later on at priceless-royalty.com. So, Priceless, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so glad to be here doing this with you, Rick. I mean,
yeah,
we've been talking for a minute now.
Yeah, we have. We have been. And I said to you earlier, I just loved your hat. It's just such a fantastic.
It's me. Bossy, Soxy, and Sexy.
Of course. Now, I probably wouldn't wear it myself. You know, it probably wouldn't suit my style.
Right.
So what we normally do, Priceless, is we normally introduce our guests to the show. And before we jump into the nuts and bolts, which is going to be about your books, about your artistry as an R&B artist and a rap artist, could you tell the My Future Business audience about yourself?
Well, I come from Chicago, as you heard, on the South Side. I grew up loving music, hearing music being played in my home, and that was something that I decided that I wanted to do, just listening to the oldies but goodies. Yes, I love music from ZZ Top on down to Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, wow, ZZ Top. I remember growing up and having an album of theirs with the Hot Rod on the cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the guy with the long hair with the guitar, she got laid. I love that. That's good music. Music
and the beards all the way down to their tummies.
Yeah. So, and I like country. Kenny Rogers, oh my. I like his music.
You do?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, look, this style, so I can pretty much roll with the best of them.
Yeah, because I was listening to your music, and the thing that stood out for me, Priceless, was your ability to shift gears and have different tempos in your music.
You got good. I'm very good.
Could you tell us a little bit about that before we jump into your book? Tell us how you came about to be such a wonderful artist.
Well, I used to beatbox with my mouth. I used to make music with my mouth. So when I hear a song, and then I used to imitate Tina Turner, Gladys Knight. I mean, I had a ball doing it as a little girl. So this is why you see the versatile in that. Yes, I just love hearing the different voices and imitating them. I could do it, anyone could do it, but I did it. I enjoy doing it, and I'm still doing it. As you can see, I have that. Even if I get behind a guitar and you want me to do that hard rock, I got that voice, and I know you heard that, and I appreciate that. Something there, I'm not the same kind of, sometimes you have music that stays in the same, but.
Genre.
Yeah, and I like to change it up because you have so many people that have their different genres. Like this guy told me, he said, you know, I don't listen to your genre, but you, I love that song, Go Hard on Them. You know, and he said it made his day. So listen, you never know who your audience is.
Absolutely. That's some wonderful insights. Thank you so much. I listened to Go Hard on Them. That's obviously your first music track on your homepage. I had to stop it because I was getting into it. I was losing track of time. And I actually passed it on to my sister. She's absolutely in adoration of the skill that you have. She loves that genre of music, and you're doing some amazing things. Now, with I want to go back to your early days leading up to where you are now, Priceless, because I want to know, what was the spark for you to start getting involved with music at all?
This is when my mother, as we would perform for a lot of the artists that was in the 80s and 90s that came out, I was performing with a group called New Action Females. And I was offered, my mother, you know, they have to come to your mother, because I was young at the time. I was nothing but 15, 16. So when they asked to be signed a contract, my mother said no. And I understood it, but I didn't understand it. But as I got older, I understand why she said no. To where I have the knowledge and the wisdom now that I can work with, and we have the internet. But I decided after my mother said no to build myself, to encourage myself with many. Oh, I tried it all. I don't care if it's from singing. Just I dipped in that in different genres, as you call it. And and I saw the talent. My mother knew I had the talent, but she didn't want me to lose myself. I had to grow up.
Yeah.
I had to, in order to be in this business today and stay. So I like what I'm doing now. Independent artists, they made it. The internet is awesome. Okay. This is how I met you, and I used it to my advantage.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about living in Chicago? Is that a nice, or is that a hard place to live? Has that affected your thoughts around music?
Well, you know, that is such a good question, and that takes me back. Growing up in Chicago, our mother, we moved us out of there, out of Chicago, and this is where, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, my life took off in the music industry. From leaving Chicago, going to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Prince was at, I performed at First Avenue. And
oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, whoa, what an experience. So from her bringing us from Chicago, because yes, growing up in Chicago, either you're going to stand your ground or get kicked down. I'm just saying, yes, because it's a rough city. I love home, but at the same time, it's all on how you was raised and the morals and values there.
Yep.
So it separates you. Everyone has a perception of how Chicago is, but I love home. The food is good, and you will find some good people. It's just, to be honest with you, Rick, asking me about Chicago, I just sometimes would love to see a lot more elevation there, a lot more togetherness.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Do you have any new tracks that you're currently working on?
Yes, Get It Started. That is my song, Rick. I totally adore all my songs. It's something, it makes up me. It's me.
Yep.
And my character and how I am. And Get It Started, they love it. I love that my fans love the song. I got so much feedback because, you know, you try it out, review it first, see if you like it. And they love the song. And that's how I start my day, Rick. I get up, bless this day. And as soon as I get up, guess what we do? Get on that phone and that bank and check our money.
You know what? I just love your attitude towards life. You're so happy, so vibrant. And it comes through in your music. There's no doubt in my mind that you've got a lot more to come. I just wondered, what are the names of your books?
They are You Your Worst Enemy? And Are Your Relationships Healthy or Unhealthy?
Right.
Those are the names. And I'm coming out with it. I already have it done. You know how you have to review and go over it.
Yeah.
Have the editing. Ooh, consuming. But I did my best with my books, and I had to put it out. It's because I was being asked for my books. And it's not that I had to rush, but I've been writing my books since my mother died. Once she died, my brother died, my sister died. I was like, okay, I have to get it out because it's a part of me. It's my life. And I want people to understand that what I went into in my life, my experiences, this is why I'm smiling right now today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. It's usually people who go through the hardest lessons in life who are the happiest. Would you agree with that?
Well, if they overcome, if they don't hold on to the pain, if you can overcome and elevate past your downfalls and so much hurt, believe me, you can get through this and have people smile on your face. You know, live in the moment. Live in the moment, sweetie.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow's not promised. So from me writing my books, Rick, I took the lessons that I learned. It was a self-diary. And I took that self-diary and it turned into a journey. And a journey that all my experience, of course I do it now. I write all my experiences down from the bad to the good. If I was bad, whatever. You know, it's like a synopsis. After you're done, you find out it's a system. Our life is like a system. Everyone has a system that they go through. Now, your system might not be as mine. But what I overcame, that system of a particular thing that's going on, because, and everyone has an advocate, just like you have a fan. All I need is one. If you acknowledge me, believe me, that one, we can take it further, because they will let you have an advocate, your cheerleader, someone that's helping you, you know, do that system. And going through, you know, everyone has, you got a way to brush your teeth, how you talk to people, sometimes the system changed, just like the computer, you know, sometimes cable, they got to come in and change what? The system. So that's all you do with my book. I just looked at the system, the way it goes. If your emotions, you know, I wrote in my book about love, loving with dissimulation. And if people could understand, when you love with dissimulation, that means you love fake. Your hugs are fake. Only reason why we are intimate and having sex is because that's all you want. So that's loving with dissimulation. Okay?
Yeah.
Seriously, you know I'm right, right?
Yeah, I absolutely know you're right. You are so right.
And see, I talk about that because many people don't understand that it's not always that you're the bad person, but you're being an enemy to yourself because you're receiving the negativity and you're not dealing with it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not funny. And I broke down everything I went through, like, even with my mother. She told me when she found out from the doctor I had two ulcers, and I was young, I was 11, 12 years old. And of course I'm all right, because having ulcers at that young age, I already was like life. Oh my goodness. I took the other people's pain and hurt.
Yeah.
And she told me, look, you gonna have to, even if my behavior bothers you, you tell me. And ever since then, I've been talking and writing ever since. I'm telling you.
You're not gonna sit down and be told you need to stand up and be counted.
Right. That's right. You said it.
I like the idea of love. I wonder where love fits into your books. Could you talk to us a little bit about that side of your life?
Love is something that is, to me, is being taken advantage of. It is. And you have to be, could I say this? Careful how you put your love and where you put your love. Love loves everybody. It doesn't waver. It doesn't, it's unconditional. So, oh, because I cheated on you, you don't love me no more. Well, love me through the cheat, but don't stay with me if you can't love me through all my flaws. If you can't handle it, do me a favor. Make me understand why you're leaving or why you're feeling distance, why you don't want to talk today. This is our problem. We don't love each other enough to me. Because you love unconditionally through it all. Love does not put any, I love you today, but if you piss me off tomorrow, I don't know you. You know what I mean? Love, I love you no matter what.
So with regard to your books, what are some of the chapter titles so that we can deep dive a little more into those areas of the books that are important for
the
you?
Topic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I go deep. I go deep. I talk about adultery. I talk about our children, adults and children relationship, how unhealthy adults are children's end results of the child's behavior. I'm an honest believer of that. I'm a believer of, and I stand firm on this, Rick, what goes around comes around. I write about that. And I feel that if you want to live in this world, there are some things, yes, a system we have to go through. And sometimes the system will break. At the same time, you reevaluate to as you want to elevate that system. Not tear down, but build up. Because we're getting older, not younger, Rick.
Oh, yeah. That is the truth.
That's right.
So
that's how I go ahead.
And I sit here and I think when you're talking about children and I'm thinking about educating my own children and sharing wisdom, what are some of the things that you would say to teenagers and young adults today?
I would say, watch your surroundings. Watch what you intake. I went through that. I was hanging with some girlfriends. You got to watch your surroundings because not everyone is in your best interest. And it doesn't mean it's bad. They just in concern with themselves. So let's say you want to party. Well, there's a way to party, okay, and still keep your morals in your class, okay? I tell the women today, it's a way to be provocative and sexy, but it's how you carry it. And still, you can show a little cleavage and have a little pooch out in the back, but still have some class with it. Have some finesse. Okay? And that's how I feel with this world today with the children. Yes, I don't have any, Rick. And they say, how you can talk about it? Because guess what? I took care of them. Young.
Of course.
Yes. Of course. Yes. I was always called a mother figure way before my time.
It's not a bad thing.
Not. I talk about bullies. Now you're gonna love the stories and the bullies to where I didn't want to be considered, Rick, as a bully, but I was looked upon because I defend. That's what I'm here. I know I'm trying to get people to understand too, as well in my book, trying to learn your purpose. Because that's a pet peeve of mine. Don't pick on somebody that's not bothering you. And I do not care. You can be the biggest guy in the place. Believe me, I'm an ex-boxer. I was become that for discipline and because I'm quick with them hands.
Yeah, I love it.
That's right, baby. I wasn't the pick on. Believe me, Rick, you can be in school. I have walked to my class and heard people talking about me like, you're not going to confront her or you're not going to confront her. And I'm outside the class door. I was like, and when I walked into class, everyone shut up. And I said, the power that you got behind yourself. I'm telling you. So this was already written. Don't accept the bully. We got to defend each other. When you see someone hurting someone, we just don't say anything and think it's okay. No, you're really hurting someone. What you do to someone could affect them for the rest of their life. All you have to do is take in consideration on how, and that's all I'm saying in the book. It's about relationships. If you're at a job and you can't get along with your manager, stop and talk with that person. If you can't get an understanding, look, we got two hands. We were blessed with two hands. Don't limit yourself sitting there in that somber mood. Oh, I can't leave this job because they're beating me down. I'm working too much. No, it's all on you and what you feel about yourself that you're taking in. It could kill you. The beat down that we do to each other is, it does hurt me, but this time I don't let it affect me within. Okay, I learned how to deal with it. Once you write stuff down, it's like a grocery list. You know what you're going in that store for, but sometimes you pick up a little bit more, don't you?
Every time.
Every time. Get that right, okay? So only go in there, pick up extra stuff that you don't even have on the list. So then you find out, you get to the cash register, oh, I didn't want to spend this money. Okay.
But I did anyway.
So my books are like going in there thinking, maybe you think that this is okay to go ahead and, oh, let me go and party with so-and-so. I even talk about that going out. And the guy went out, but he was told. And when you hear a voice in your head, so we always get a warning before the destruction. I tell you the truth. Sometimes even when you're finna eat something, you like, hey, this smells rancid. You got a warning. But we be so hungry, we'll totally eat that and we wonder why we're sick after that.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. Life. And so I totally broke down everything I went through, Rick. And after I learned the system of life and the attitudes, my attitudes, how I react to people, I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. But one thing I can say is I'm not going to repeat myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I noticed before leading up to the call, we talked about not repeating yourself and, you know, living a scripted life. I think we need to be a little bit more organic about how we do things, don't we?
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, and this is why I think this art of this conversation is so powerful, because we're just talking about things that matter to your life, to your journey.
I know that it matters to others' life. If they sit down and read it, you will find something in that book that is pertaining to you. Even the people who I let read my book before I put it out, they either came back and said, you know, I read your book and there was something in there I had to deal with. I had to confront. I related to. Okay? There are themes that you would find in that book that you would totally be like, wow, there is somebody out there that understand what I'm going through and this is how they handle it.
Yeah. You talked about money earlier. It can be perceived in a couple of different ways. What's your view on money? Is it an evil thing or can it be a positive thing?
I feel money is not the one who people take money to use money to hurt others. Money can't hurt you. It's what you use that money for. You can buy sex, guns, drugs,
rock and roll.
Yes, you could just buy totally everything, but if you're not taking money to buy things that would enhance you, things that would grow others, like take that money to go buy someone a vehicle, take that money to go buy somebody some groceries instead of taking that money and using it for something negative. I'm telling you the truth. Money can't use you. It's you who use money. A nuclear bomb can't go off unless some man punched the button.
The button.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hear.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get me, baby. All right.
I have some very close friends, and I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. I'd love to talk a little bit about those who are around your circle who have influenced you positively. Could we talk a little bit about that?
Now, the people who influenced me positively?
Positively. Yeah.
My mother, I learned from her. My dad, I learned from him. I learned from my aunties. I do have some people in my life. Now, don't get me wrong. I can count on my hands. On one hand.
Yes.
Who influenced me, because at the same time, none of those people knew that I was in the back writing down my life of what I experienced with them that I had to learn through and go through. So I have a handful, which is you can count on those fingers, the people that I value their opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are my elders that my mother taught me a lot. My dad showed me a lot. I have an auntie that really tried to do her best to give me, as I got older, I'm older now. Yes.
Yeah. And that's some sage advice whoever's on the call with us today. Again, we're live streaming this fantastic interview with Priceless. There's some really powerful information to take away there. Now, Priceless, I want to know, are you working on other books at the moment?
Yes, I am. Well, the books are done. I'm just going over to make sure I dot my I's and cross my T's. I want to push it, but I want people to understand when you go to these other books, it's leading up because I started these books as why do situations occur? I was told from the publisher, wow, you wrote a lot because it's a story to tell. My mother been dead 20 years. So from the time she passed, a lot of things didn't happen. A lot of things that I had to learn, not just from a child writing in my diary, writing this journey. A lot of things changed. People didn't were born and people then died. So them experiences I had to write about, my brother, my mom, and my sister dying, that was something that I'm not mad at the Lord. People be like, are you mad at God? No, I took it serious to where, oh, you better get yourself together because they lived their lives. And sometimes you have to let that go and pray that they're in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a wonderful treat to spend some real time with you as the real person that you are. Again, right now, where are we going to find your books? Are they released to the public at this stage?
Yes, it is. It's on Amazon.com. All you have to do is put in, are you your worst enemy? And are your relationships healthy or unhealthy? And right now it is just on Amazon.com. I do the Barnes and Nobles, but right now I wanted to see the outcome with this first. I'm independent. Yes, I would love a publisher. Yes, yeah. I would love to move forward with my music, but I love the independence. It's because I just feel that I am a woman of some authority.
Yeah.
Of my own. I have to because If you are not on one accord with one another, this is how the confusion, and we both have to handle, and that's in relationships. We have to be on one accord and not be in, how should I say this, and combative. We're not in a race. There's no big old you and little old me, or no big old me and little old you, Rick. I mean, I think everyone should be on the same level doing what makes you, makes up Rick, makes up Priceless, because everyone has a system. So if my system is the same as you, I still go back to the system. You learn. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. So look, everybody who is on the call today with us, I will be making sure that all of the links back to Priceless and her books are available on the My Future Business website. You will see it around Facebook Live. You will see it on YouTube Live. Wherever I can put your wonderful links, Priceless, they will be. And might I say, Priceless, I've had an absolutely fantastic time spending some time with you on the My Future Business show today.
Thank you so much. And I wanted to say thank you, everyone, for watching. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.